I was taken by what you said to the Huffington Post about your being 14 years old and your mom saying that you were going to publish a book, but it wouldn't be one that you had written. Tell me about that.
Well, we had lived in Texas. My mom was a nurse, so she traveled all the time, and I'm also an RN. And it was about 9 years ago in Texas, and she turned to me and she said, you know, I had felt that God placed on my heart that you will publish several books in your lifetime, but don't worry about having to write too much or writing them. And I laughed it off. I was like, oh, yes, haha. When you're 14, you're not thinking about publishing a book, and it's not too common that people are authors or they desire to be an author or, you know, publisher or whatnot. So I just laughed it off. And then after she died in 2010, it was about maybe a year before she died, she felt that she didn't have much longer, and I kind of felt the same. So she gave me the password to her computer, and she also gave me everything, just like the documents and the artwork, and she said, if anything happens, you know the password, you put it together, and you finish it, because part of it wasn't finished. It was just one big compilation of stories. So I split it into a three-volume series and published it. And then I was shocked because I didn't think 9 years later that there would be three books, and I still have two more coming. So,
its title is Black and White in a Multicolored America, and it carries a real important message.
Yes, ma'am. It does. It discusses, it's kind of like a little chicken noodle soup for the soul with a twist. It's split up into different stories, so you don't ever read it cover to cover. And I never recommend people to read it cover to cover. I just say read one story randomly at a time. And some of it has to do with things that she learned as a nurse from her patients, not about the care, but the kind of quality and how you treat people. And then other things talk about racial disparities and differences and how we need to settle those, and we're more alike than we think. So it tackles that topic, but it also just has some funny things in there, and it's very encouraging.
Your mom worked at Vanderbilt's Adult Emergency Department and many other places, I surmise, as a nurse. And this book, apparently, she wrote sort of on the side as it occurred to her?
Yes. It was about 25 years, or half her life. She said she just started journaling random things that she was getting from people as far as lessons and things. And then she said she felt and placed on her heart again that she was supposed to write and keep track of, like, kind of journal entries. And then later, it was like her dream to have a book. And so that's how that all came into play of becoming a book. But it's been 25 years that this was in the making. And I don't know how she ever had the time.
Did you know she was doing this? Did you know these stories before she passed?
Yes, I knew she was working on it. It was like her goal. She was wanting to publish it, but she wasn't finished. And all my brothers, like Picasso and Gauguin, they're all aware of what she was doing. It was just she was working to get it done, and it just never happened.
And I hate to bring this up, but your mom did not die of natural causes. I mean, how prescient she was to have this kind of understanding before she had a fatal accident on the road.
Yeah, a lot of people think that, or they have a misunderstanding that my mom was like a bad driver and she got in a car wreck, and that's not even what happened. What happened, it was just one of those things you build houses with, a big receptacle, a metal one that holds wood and stuff and parts, and that fell off of the back of a truck, and it just became unhitched. It was just a freak accident. And after she was driving home from work, she returned back to work as a patient. And when they got there, everybody was just frazzled because they were just shocked, you know, that it was one of their own.
I understand that your mom, Frieda J. Simmons McMillan, has artwork on the walls at Vanderbilt Medical Center.
Mm-hmm. She was a very prominent figure, and I don't think she was very aware of how wonderful a nurse she was and how appreciated she was. If you go into Vanderbilt, I couldn't work there as a nurse because it's just a whole long hallway of, like, pictures of my mom, a plaque. They have an award they give out every year in her honor. And there's also been other nurses that have died there in that ER, and they didn't have that same kind of, they weren't honored as in that manner. It's just physicians that usually get hung on the wall and plaques like that. But she has, like, a huge wall. And everybody just said she was just the most compassionate nurse. And I went to work there after she died. And people would ask me, hey, can I have that nurse with the blonde hair? She's really happy, and she takes the best care. And a lot of them would be homeless, and they don't have the newspaper. And I didn't tell them. Some of them couldn't handle it. So I would just be like, no, she's not in today. Or I would let some patients know, you know, she passed away.
Gosh, how tough. You describe your mom's philosophy about people.
Well, her philosophy is basically there's not one heart that can't be reached, and that there is some kind of common ground. Even if the person was screaming and so hostile, what everybody told me about her at work was you could take the craziest person who's fighting everybody, and she would go in there, and 5 minutes later, they'd both be laughing, and the patient would be happy. And that it was always reported that for some reason her patients never needed pain medicine, or they needed pain medicine less, because she had a way with people, and she knew how to satisfy them and take care of them.
Give me an example or two of a story that appears in Black and White in a Multicolored America.
I'm trying to think of one that's just totally funny. There is a story called Advertising's Waffling Icons, and it's a story about Mrs. Butterworth, Uncle Ben, and Aunt Jemima, and it tackles some racial issues.
For sure.
Or some hidden motifs. You know, you walk into the grocery aisle, and, you know, you buy these products, but do you ever stop to think about what's on the box or what the meaning is? And so it goes in to discuss the origin and basically our perception and how we are influenced by that perception. And maybe sometimes not to take everything so literal or serious, because some things have no hidden meaning and intent, but some things are racially motivated, and how it talks about how to handle that. So it's kind of seeing both sides of the spectrum.
And your mom's illustrations are throughout the book. So I want to ask Galileo, do you have her gift of seeing ahead and being able to mitigate like you just described? Have you got those genes?
I'm learning as my own nurse at a different hospital that I'm much like my mother in the sense of care, and I'm pretty fast learner. My patients do need pain medicine a lot, but they do, but I'm pretty quick at being able to tell when somebody's going to decline and if something's wrong and there's a change in the system that somebody else can't pick up. So that's one thing I know that I've gotten from her. And I'm sure as I get my experience that I'll get better and hopefully be just like that.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to have broken the rest that you're seeking after working all night. I thank you for being with us. And you'll be at the Murray State University bookstore, right? Monday?
Yes, I will be.
Monday from 11 to when, Galileo?
11 to 1. And then I think supposedly there's some meet and greet I'm doing from 1 to 2. But that wasn't set in stone yet.
Excellent. Galileo, again, thank you. Galileo Simmons has published her mom, Frida J. Simmons McMillan's book, Black and White in a Multicolored America.